And the Vikings walk off winners for two consecutive weeks. That was the call that PA had at the end of the game today. This is the Between the Lines postgame report from TCF Bank Stadium. The Vikings win 21-18 because Blair Walsh walked off a winner.
You know, I swear into the Chicago Bears game, my hair was all black. I mean, it was jet black. And then you go to Chicago, a place that they say you never win, and Blair Walsh walks off a winner, the fourth game winner of his career. Then you come to Minneapolis against a team with a winning record. You know, the Vikings haven't beaten a team with a winning record since Mike Zimmer started, so I guess it's super tough to do. And Blair Walsh hits from 40 in overtime, and the Vikings win. And speaking of head coach Mike Zimmer, into overtime, the Vikings win the toss and opt to give the ball to Nick Foles. Don't let that be an underrated facet of today's game, because this wind blowing from the west to the east really dictated terms today. Zimmer made a great call. Blair Walsh with a great kick. What a great win.
Yeah, a great afternoon, and that was a gutsy call by Coach Zimmer. I believed at the time the right call, but still takes guts to do it.
Absolutely.
Give the team the ball.
No doubt.
To start overtime, but he did it in large part because of the wind, but don't you also think because of how his defense was playing?
Well, look at the wind down here. Look at your hair blow.
I know. I mean, that's how you can tell. That's how Coach tells.
Yeah. Holy cow.
They went backwards 6 yards on their overtime drive, and Mike Zimmer knew how his defense was playing. I think that factored in as well. Defense very good all day.
Yeah, the defense was fantastic with Linval Joseph and Chad Greenway with his best game of the season. Always love it when the veteran does extremely well. You know, I want to be careful with how I handle this, because I'm extremely happy the Vikings have now moved to 6-2, undefeated at home, pulled into a tie with the Green Bay Packers atop the NFC North with 8 to go. I'm really happy the Vikings beat this Rams team today. I was really, really disappointed with some of the Rams' hits on Teddy Bridgewater, including cornerback LaMarcus Joyner with a blatant elbow to the head of Teddy Bridgewater that knocked him out of the game. So I'm not, you know, I don't know LaMarcus Joyner. I don't know anything about his intent. I have no idea if he was trying to do it or whatever, but it happened, and they had a bunch of penalties. They were very sloppy. So on a game like that, against a team like that, where we heard a lot about Todd Gurley and the Rams' defense and everything into the game, very, very satisfying that even without Teddy Bridgewater, the better team won.
For the fourth time this season and for the second straight, Adrian Peterson goes over 100 yards rushing. The physical presence that Adrian Peterson and the Vikings running game brought in this game.
Great take. Todd Gurley's going to be a fantastic running back in the NFL for many years. He had started four games. He was averaging 140 and change per game, and we heard a lot about Gurley coming up to this game. God bless Todd Gurley. He's fantastic at what he does. But there was a reminder today, Adrian Peterson is not only yesterday, he's still today.
Right.
And he helped his team move to 6-2. So best of luck to Todd. We're happy we have Adrian.
Outstanding job by the Vikings defense defending wide receiver screens for the second straight week. They had to do it to the Bears last week, and they did it to the Rams today. Captain Munnelin key in that. But another key player, an underrated player, for the second straight week, Marcus Sherrills.
No doubt.
The punt return in overtime,
huge.
Given that we had our quarterback out and our backup in, and not knowing how far we could drive the ball.
Yep.
Sherrills with what it was at a 25-yard punt return. Outstanding.
Nate, come on down here, man. This is the sidelines, and Marcus was like this, doing his Dancing with the Stars impression, then finally went out. So Marcus did a little toe tapping on this beautiful Sunday and really, really assisted the Vikings in winning. And I love when things go well for great guys like Marcus Sherrills.
Awesome. Let's work on our high five.
Yeah, the high five at Chicago,
Twitter said it was
terrible.
It was messed up.
And we now have improved to a 6-2, winners four consecutive times, undefeated at home, tied atop the NFC North. Here we go. Yes. Was that better?
Yes.
Yes.
Big game next week, Vikings and Raiders. But for all the reaction to this game, stay tuned to Vikings.com.